Rebuild Maquon is the effort going on, and just trying to, a little beautification among other things going on in the village of Maquon, not too far away. If you ever head toward Farmington, Canton, whatever, you got to go through it. You got no choice. You can't get around it. You go right through Maquon, nice little town. And joining us to talk more about the village of Maquon, Linda Norville. Linda, good morning. How are you today?
Okay, thanks for having me. I'm doing fine.
Well, thanks for coming in here this morning. What kind of, Linda, first off, talk to us about this effort. I know there's been some businesses that have closed, and there have been some buildings torn down. We've had, of course, the gas station been open and closed and open and closed, and at this point it's closed, and you would love to find a tenant to run that. So kind of talk about how this effort and kind of what started it.
Well, a group of us got together, and we decided to try to fix Maquon up, and we formed a not-for-profit committee to do some of those projects, and we're a part of the Knox County Rural Improvement Foundation, so we're, like I say, not-for-profit. And the first thing we did, there was a building that was falling down for like 4 years. In December, we tore it down just to make the town look better. And the biggest thing now, the first project, is getting a convenience store gas station up and running again. And the village owns the gas station, but they're very motivated to sell it. And we've been working hand-in-hand with Mark Thomas, the mayor. Well, no, we're a village, so he's a president.
Right, village president. Okay, yeah.
And he has all the information on the station, and he'd gladly show the property. And I can leave that information with you in case someone wants to call and say, oh, yes, I want to put a convenience store in Maquon.
Why not? Well, and everything, like at least from the outside, it's been a long time since I've been in there, but from the outside, it looks like everything's fine. Don't have to put a whole bunch of work into it.
No, it looks really good. Got to update the pumps, of course. And the thing is, Maquon's not just a quaint village on the historic Spoon River. You know, we're, like you were talking about, we're the route to Galesburg to the north. We're to Canton, Lewiston, Farmington, Peoria.
Right.
And it's a great place to stop and get some gas and snacks. And we just want someone to know that. And even if they want, oil company wanted to put a card reader only pumps in there, we do have someone that is interested in having the convenience store part of it. So that's another option.
Oh, so yeah, I never really thought of that. So kind of two separate owners, one the gas side of it and the other the convenience store. And yeah,
that's... Yeah, they have to do some kind of an agreement that they take care of the pumps, they do the gas, blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Right.
And we're also, I tell you a little bit about Maquon, we're working on a grant to put with the DNR to put a boat launch on the Spoon River. So there'd be an opportunity for fishing, canoeing, bring people, make Maquon, I mean, people are going to laugh about that, make Maquon a destination. Why not?
Why not? It's worth a shot. Well, because if you look at, for instance, with the Knox County Senior Drive or the Spoon River Drive, that, always has been a destination.
Well, in fact, since you bring that up, we're going to be a part of the Spring Scenic Drive May 1st and 2nd in our village park. And May 2nd is also the start of the first Sunday flea market that will be held in the park May, June, and August. And we also have some other projects. I'm just going to throw them in there real quick.
Yeah, sure.
We also want to help the village repair our historic walk bridges and help the Maquon Historical Association with the Fruit Hill School. It's a one-room schoolhouse we have there, which is very unique.
So, yeah, so lots of great things coming up.
Lots of things that we can do. But our first thing, our first project is get that convenience store gas station going. And I know there's someone out there that can do that for us.
Linda Norville joining us here this morning talking about Rebuild Maquon and starting with getting a tenant in there for the gas station. And and not only, like you said, it's a stop for anybody going that direction, but convenience for the residents also. That, I mean, thus the name convenience store, but having the gas station right there, not having to go to either Knoxville or wherever to do that, or to run, maybe get a thing or two you might need, half gallon of milk or something that it's right there for you.
An ice cream cone.
Right. Yes. 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 See, the little things like that.
The important
things. A Snickers bar too, right?
Right.
A slushie or something. Yeah, absolutely. Those, the important things that you just, every now and then you just got to have them, right?
That's right.
Well, there's more to Maquon than many people may know. I mean, as I drive through, I think my only stop, I think I stopped at the convenience store one time, and I think I stopped in the park during the scenic drive one time, but there's other, the restaurants, bar, and it's like, I don't realize, like, okay, I know there's the post office there, and like, what else is right there, but there are couple of different options for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we have a great restaurant, the Feed Store, with they have a delicious Tuesday night buffet. I think usually pan-fried chicken. I think it's from 5 to 7 every Tuesday
night. You're speaking
night.
My language.
Yeah, and then the Bar and Grill, BR's place, tonight, they have tacos every Wednesday night, wonderful tacos, and they also have regular hours during the week, too.
Yeah.
So, it's, I mean, those two places are reason to come to Mequon.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you're like from Galesburg, you're talking about maybe 15 minutes, something like that, if that long. It's I mean, it's a quick drive and for good food.
Oh, yeah.
And probably a great deal, I'm guessing, too. And, yeah, any buffet with pan-fried chicken.
That's... Oh, yeah.
I'm ready chef. For it. What else? Talk about some of the other highlights, some of the other things that that go on in Mequon or some of the things you have there.
Is that some of the things that we have in Mequon?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, just a lot of, you know, wonderful scenery.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Mequon River and the Spoon River. And we've got the one thing I'm hoping that's going to get started up again is the Mequon Masons. We get through all this pandemic and everything. On Friday night, they do pork chops on the street right in front of BR's place.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, pork chops, go in and have a beverage. And,
yeah.
And then we're hoping there's a shop that might open up right there and next to the feed store. It's the Spoon River Valley Mercantile. And they might get opened up maybe closer to this fall, but maybe have some things out front when there's things going on in Mequon, like the pork chops and the buffet and the tacos. And it's a nice place to live, and it's a nice place to have a business, and it's, you know, friendly people. And I just love Mequon. I came from Peoria but in 76, but I consider Mequon my hometown, and I just love it, and I want to see it grow and thrive. And like I say, I've been working with Mark Thomas, the president of Mequon, and he told me the other day, he said, I just want to make Mequon great again.
Well, that's what, why not?
We've heard that before, but why can't Mequon be great again?
MMGA. Well, what's the current population?
The one end of the town says 350, mm-hmm. and the other end says 300, I think.
So somewhere between 300 and 350, right? Yeah. So, we'll call it 325. How about that? Right in the middle. All right. So nice little small town and some things to do. And also convenient to whether it's Galesburg, Peoria, Canton, Farmington, also convenient to places. Okay. So Linda Norville joining us talking about Rebuild Mequon. Is there like a fundraising effort, a way that people could help out? Of course, obviously with, you know, with if somebody wants to take over the convenience store, gas station, that's one thing. But an effort for any of the other stuff, beautification or any of those things.
Well, one thing we're going to do this spring, we're going to sell engraved bricks. And that can be businesses. You can have, you know, a 4x8 with three, you know, lines, your names, your friends, your family. And larger brick, you know, made for businesses and logos. We'll get them engraved. And we're going to do a walkway somewhere in Mequon. And where we tore the building down right now, we have a wall that we have to fix. I'd love to see a Welcome to Mequon sign on there, a beautiful
like a big mural or something,
mural.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we could have someone come in and paint a mural on the brick wall. That would be so nice. We're going to have a grassy area there now since the building will be gone. We're going to get that all filled in. It'd be like a park someplace. We're going to try to have, you know, some benches or table where you can sit and go down to the feed store or whatever, get something to eat and bring it back there and sit and have a dinner there. And
yeah, great thing on pork chop night too,
pork
right?
Pork chop night would be good. They do have tables set up.
Oh, okay.
So you can be right there on the street. So
yeah.
Right. But just, you know, things like that to beautify the place. And donations also to help rebuild Mequon can be sent to the Bank of Yates City. And you just would earmark Rebuild Mequon, and it would get where it's supposed to go. And like I said, it's, you know, not for profit. If you want to give lots of money,
you would accept that, right?
That could be tax deductible, of course.
There you go.
Yeah, and we just have lots of projects. And first thing, like I say, you know, someone come and help us with that convenience store gas station, and we'll be on our way.
Absolutely. Linda Norville, Rebuild Mequon, the effort. Anything else we need to know about Mequon that you'd like to get out there?
Oh, we're going to get some new welcome signs put up on either side, you know, with the Potawatomi Indians.
We were just talking about that because we thought there was. Is the one still there? Are you getting a new one, or is that one even?
No, we took them both down.
Took them both down,
And the Mequon Historical Association is having those repainted, and those will be put back up. Kind of a welcome Maquon. There'll be the canoe and the I think the canoe and the Potawatomi Indians, and you know, something. I know I'm not supposed to talk about the Indians, but I love Indians. We grew up playing cowboys and Indians, and I love.
That's a perfect place to do it there.
Yeah, right? We have the Potawatomi Indians. I said, and we are, you know, promoting that because that's part of our history.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the heritage of the village and the name and everything.
Yeah.
So, Maquon, Illinois, Rebuild Maquon is the effort. And again, you're interested in a gas station, convenience store, this is a great opportunity for somebody.
Come see
absolutely.
Us.
Linda, thanks so much for taking some time here with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.